Welcome. Today we're going to talk about Moodle, the Tavistock and Portman's virtual learning environment. We're going to discuss what it is, why use it, and suggest some ways for you to get started using it. Moodle, in fact, is an acronym for Modular, Object-Oriented, Dynamic Learning Environment. It's a free and open-source e-learning platform that was developed by an educationalist in Australia doing his PhD. His objective was to help educators create and manage online courses. Moodle was designed to promote and encourage interactive and collaborative construction of content, learning, and knowledge. So why would you want to use it here at the Trust? Well, there are a number of reasons. Firstly, to support and manage and simplify your course administration. Next, you might want to develop new approaches to learning that better reflect the educational theories in the 21st century. Also, you might want to extend the reach of the Tavistock academic courses to beyond London, to the UK, or even further to the world, as these courses here are highly respected and very desirable. How would you get started? Let's think of some of the basics that you might want to use on Moodle. Number one, start adding your students into their courses. Each course has its own page on Moodle. Each student needs to be added to all the courses that they're attending that particular year. Next, you might want to add some documents. Put on the course handbook. Upload some of the current assignments. So, you could add your students, add some documents such as your course handbooks, reading lists, course assignments, or you might want to start using some of the basic features such as quizzes, questionnaires, and chat rooms. After you've learned the basics of Moodle, you might want to improve your course content and think about adding some links to important sites relevant to that course. Or you can add some RSS feeds from your favorite journals where students can link directly via the table of contents to a full text article. Or you might want to collaborate and build resources such as a wiki or a glossary about that course. Lastly for today, another aspect of Moodle that you might want to think about using is the communication features, such as a forum, where you can set a topic and students can post responses, questions, comments, whatever, to respond to that particular topic. There's an internal email feature where you can communicate with all the students or individually. And you can ask for immediate feedback via the feedback or the survey functions under the activity options. I hope this has inspired you to think about Moodle and consider using it for your course, therefore, and thereby delivering the best that technology can offer to students today. Thanks. See you next week.